Hey, girl.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Uh-oh. Welcome back to another freaking episode, you guys. I am super excited to be recording another episode with y'all. I'm beyond excited. I'm so excited for this episode. Welcome back to another episode of Girl, y'all, and it is your host, your pleasing and darling host, Amaya McCall. Sorry, I'm not obsessed with, like, a French accent. It's probably not even French. If you haven't watched Emily in Paris yet, definitely think you should watch it. I watched it in less than 24 hours. Love the show. Very good show. Anyways, that is the least of our problems, whatever. I'm so excited for this episode, y'all, because I recorded with the amazing, the queen, Lauren Norris. I'm so excited for you guys to hear that. She truly did her thing, and it was so exciting. Big thanks to Sarah, our operations manager, for getting her on the pod. Love you, Sarah, if you're listening. If you're not, boo you. So, yeah, we talk about our personal problems, and we talk about everything about her college, beauty, YouTube, stuff like that. And it was, like, really, really fun. Love her. So, I'm excited for y'all to listen to that episode. Make sure you guys check out the recent episodes and stuff like that. Make sure you guys are following us on Insta. Make sure you're following Lauren on Insta. And I'm so excited to end this episode. But I also have to tell you guys something. I was watching a show this weekend, which I just went over, which was Emily in Paris. And I just want to say that if there are any type of French guys listening, I really would like if you could slide in my DMs and maybe we can just talk for a while, and then maybe once, like, I get older, I can fly to France, and then you can just make me your girlfriend, and we can live in Paris together. I would like that a lot, but, yeah, so that's my PSA for the week. But yeah, guys, anyways, we're gonna go ahead and head into the episode with Lauren. I'm so excited, and I will see you guys next week. Wait, no, guys, I'm gonna see you at the end of the episode. Anyways, I'm so excited for you guys to listen to the episode with Lauren. Today, we are recording with the queen, Lauren Norris.
Hello.
Hi, Lauren. I'm so excited to have you today. So, Lauren, do you mind introducing yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Lauren Norris, and I am a college lifestyle YouTuber that goes to the University of Alabama.
That's so awesome. I live, like, 3 hours away from Alabama, and I'm actually from Alabama, so that's really cool.
That's so awesome. I did not know that.
Yeah, that's so cool. Well, we are going to go ahead and jump into a segment we have here at Girl. It's called the Personal Problem segment, and in this segment, we just talk about a personal problem that we've been having this week. So, Lauren, you can go first since you're the guest this week.
Yes, so this week I have been struggling with my online classes since COVID. Everything is virtual, and I love that classroom environment. I love being in there with my teachers and just getting, like, that face-to-face interaction. And this week just has been especially hard for me. I'm just, like, trying to overcome that this week has just been a little bit difficult.
I totally feel that. I do online classes myself, and it's, like, so hard and stuff because I don't know if I'm, like, failing or passing, and then some stuff I just don't know. So that's totally relatable. For my personal problem this week, I failed a test. And now it's made my grade, like, really, really bad. And, like, I had a perfect 100 in the class. And now it's, like, out of 50. So that's my personal problem. Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into the interview. So, Lauren, my first question for you is, when did you start YouTube?
So I started my YouTube channel August 2019.
Whoa, that's
amazing. Yeah, so we had just hit the year mark last month.
Right, and then you just hit, like, 100,000 subscribers.
That's yes.
Amazing. That's really cool. So why did you start YouTube?
So I started it smallish, I guess you can say, like, in the beginning. I did it for fun, like, in high school, like, on a different account. Just kind of, like, vlogging different things, but I got heavily made fun of for it, and really bad bullying came from that, where, of course, like, high school me was like, oh, I care about what everyone thinks about me, and I'm just gonna, like, shut it down, you know, like, I wasn't thinking of myself. I basically was putting other people ahead of, like, my th- thoughts and like what I wanted to do with my life. And so obviously like I wasn't the traditional freshman coming in. I took a couple gap years after high school. And after that, it really gave me like some reflection time for sure. Those 2 years, just kind of figuring out what I wanted for my life and what was going to make me ultimately happy. And so whenever I knew I was going to the University of Alabama, I was like, you know what? I want to restart my YouTube. I want to actually like put all of my heart and soul in this and not care what other people think, because in the end, it's your happiness that's going to come first and that's what's going to matter. And so I'm so happy I took that leap, and everyone started like accepting it and they started loving me for it. Like that's what I'm known for, I guess, like around campus is my YouTube now. And it's just brought me so many opportunities too, once I started that and actually took a leap of faith and started following one of my dreams.
That's amazing. And I love that you said like you can focus on your happiness, because I struggle with that with the podcast. Because I started the podcast in 8th grade. So a lot of people are like, Amaya, what are you doing? This is so dumb. Like, this is just stupid. And then I just realized like, don't care what they think, you know, it focus on you. And this podcast has turned into something I never thought it has turned into. I've had the chance to meet so many amazing people. I have a team. And like you said, that you just have to like focus on your happiness. And that's what I did. And yeah, so that's amazing. Who were some of your biggest inspirations and influencers on YouTube?
Yeah, so honestly, I didn't watch a lot of YouTube before I started my YouTube channel. I just recently kind of got into the habit of watching more YouTubers, which I'm so thankful for, because I've had like really great experiences and relationships with other like college lifestyle YouTubers. Like we follow each other on Instagram, we hype each other up, like we're always there for each other. But like, I guess the girl that I watched most before my channel, her name was like Sarah Betts or Sarah Jane Betts or something. She's from Australia. I have like a weird obsession with Australia. Like I love their accents. I love everything about Australia. Like it's so good. And I guess she was never like, she didn't go to college. She didn't do anything. I guess she's more of like a lifestyle YouTuber. But I loved watching her, and I guess she was kind of my inspiration. Like she was just so uniquely herself. And, like, that was just who she always put herself out to be, as, like, this confident, radiant young woman. And that's what I wanted to do as well.
That's amazing. And I love Australian accents, too. They're one of my favorites.
They're so cute.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So have you, like, how did your experience grow so quickly? Like, do you think it was because of the way you did your vlogs, or do you think your friends really like kind of helped you grow, or how did you experience growth so fast?
Yeah. So I guess like at the first video I did, I think I hit the YouTube algorithm really well, is at least like that's how I'm viewing it. Because it started getting a lot of attention and it was more like a popular video, because my first video was me moving into my dorm. So that kind of kickstarted my YouTube, I guess, at first. Like I literally hit 1K. Like within like 2 or 3 days of that first video. So it was like that kind of, you know, blew up kind of quickly. But of course, like I did experience like some slow growth where I didn't see any change. I was like, I don't know if this is what I'm supposed to do. Like, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. And I just kept persevering and kept pushing through. I knew that somewhere in my mind, it was telling me that I was doing the right thing. I just needed to push through the beginning, because the beginning is always the hardest. And right. I'm like, I'm still in the beginning stages. I haven't even been on YouTube for a year. But I kept comparing myself to other girls that were in my sorority and other girls on YouTube and different things, because they had had this growth. They have this following. And I wasn't getting that. And I thought I was doing everything right. But I didn't want to change anything about myself. I didn't want to think like, oh, they're not subscribing because they don't like me. Obviously, I don't want them on my channel if they don't like me, if they don't like my personality, you know, like that's not going to matter to me. And I kept getting comments on my videos saying like, you're so real. You show like your real life. Like it doesn't feel like you're sugarcoating or like faking anything. And I kind of held on to that. I was like, okay, I need to stay true to my real self, keep showing my real attitude, my real life, my real experiences with these people. And maybe that will get me somewhere. And it did, because whenever, I guess like when it really blew up was after I did my move-in vlog to my sorority house that got like 1.5 million views. I mean, it started blowing up and people started getting more attention to my channel. And even now, like whenever I receive like my 100K plaque, people are like, you reach this because you're so real. We love your real personality. And I guess that is what helped me push through and get to the point where I am today.
That's amazing. That is. That's really amazing. And I know move-in videos are one of my favorites. So I definitely see how that was a big, it definitely fitted with the YouTube algorithm. Oh my God, I can't say that word. So have you ever gotten like hate comments, and like, how do you deal with those negative comments?
Yes. So I have very thin skin. I have my whole entire life. Like, I was always the goody two shoes in class and everything, where if I got like a teacher upset with me and my parents upset with me, it would literally ruin my whole entire week. And that still holds true because I take things that people say very personally. But this job has definitely made me grow a thicker skin. But I definitely have experienced hate on my TikToks, on my Instagram, YouTube. And it's difficult. I'm not going to lie. There are some days where it really gets me down. But I normally just have to take a bit of time, I guess. Just kind of think through it, know that they probably don't mean those mean words. Like, you know, maybe they're just, you know, going through something themselves and like I'm their outlet for them to take it out on. But it's hard, and I don't think it ever gets easier. And especially as you keep growing, and I'm sure you will, I hope you don't experience this, but if you do, as you get bigger, your opinions are always going to conflict someone else's. Like, right. Not everything you say someone's going to agree with. And I guess I have had to come to terms with that to help me with it a little bit.
Yeah, that's, people can be so cruel and stuff. Like, I know with me, like, I take everything so personally, and I'm an overthinker, so overthink everything. And my friends are like, no, why is that that serious? I'm like, oh my God, yes. And then I start crying, and oh, yeah.
Yes, that's how I am.
Yeah, I'm happy I have someone to relate with.
Yes, you can always come to me if you want to vent about anything like that.
Yeah, that means a lot. Yeah, so do you think people treat you differently in college because you're an influencer?
At first, no, because it was really just my friends. Like, of course, that was whenever I was first starting off, was like, you know, my first week in college. But as it's gotten more like progressively into it, I've noticed that like some people I really weren't that close with, didn't really talk to, they've reached out. And it's kind of weird. I mean, I still love communicating and talking with them, but a lot of the times they ask for certain things or like different, you know, like kind of not using me, but trying to like get on, you know, more involved, like with my platform, which is fine. But that's been a change, I guess, as well. Cause normally like I was the girl who always had like one or two friends, and now I feel like I have so many more, which that's good. I love having more friends. Yeah. I love them being around. But I don't think they treat me any differently though.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Because I know I had a few experiences with a few friends, and they kind of just took advantage of, like, what I did and kind of used me and put me to the side. Like, oh, yeah, Maya, you're this, and I'm fourth, and then it sucked. But I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about college. What's your major?
So I am a human development major with a child life concentration. So that is on track to become a child life specialist.
Oh, wow. I had no clue that was a major. You just taught me something new.
Yes.
So, we all know you're in a sorority. What's that sorority called?
So, I'm in Pi Beta Phi at Alabama.
Oh, that's an amazing sorority. I think I seen that sorority on Instagram once. So, what's your favorite part about being in that sorority?
I love all of the friendships and, I guess, memories you can make within it. And I'm so glad that that's my favorite quality, because right now COVID has made it very difficult for us like to actually go out and like be with each other. It really is like dependent on your relationships with these girls, like how you support them and encourage them every day. And I mean, like, they're my best friends. Like, I don't know what I would have done if I didn't rush and I didn't get into any house. I mean, it's just a breath of fresh air, I guess, being around those girls and having them as like your constant encourager and constant supporter.
Oh, that's nice. What has been your favorite college memory so far?
Ooh, okay. I loved game days, especially last year. They were so fun. Bryant Denny just had gotten like their night lights. So like they would put on like a whole light show for the night games. Yes. And so it was Alabama versus Tennessee. I was there with two of my best friends. We were having such a great time. That was the first time that the light show had actually gone off in Bryant Denny for that year, that like everyone got to experience it. And being in the stadium whenever that was happening and just hearing like the crowd and everything going on, it was such a fun experience.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. That's so cool. Yes. What does your ideal day look like?
Like day to day or like?
Basically like from morning to night, maybe like how your day would be tomorrow. Basically a perfect day in the life.
Okay, so I have been on a kick of like waking up early and trying like to get things off of my to-do list early so I feel more productive throughout the day. So I guess my perfect day would be waking up relatively early. I love going to a coffee shop early in the morning as well. There is one in Tuscaloosa. It's called Heritage House. I love going there. They have the cutest pastries, and I'm a big coffee gal as well. So being able to drink my daily cup of coffee, it's so nice. So I love just sitting there. I love, I guess, like, the noise also behind like the coffee shop is always like very calming and soothing to me. So I love doing that in the mornings, finishing up like some editing or some homework. I always love eating lunch with my friends at my sorority house, Rachel and Marie. We always eat together normally every single day. And normally in like the afternoon, we try to do like some sort of workout or yoga. I'm not big on working out. They are. I normally do like the yoga or something like in the afternoon. But then like normally like early evening, I love to spend that time like editing, planning out, like spend that as like my work time. I normally love going for like an evening walk with my friends, like after dinner. And then I love going in bed and watching like a movie for the night or like some TV shows, especially now that it's fall. I love getting like a warm cup of like apple cider or like hot chocolate or something just like to make me feel cozy right before bed.
Oh my God, that is such a perfect day. We are the opposite. I wake up like 10 minutes before class starts. I lay in bed all day to class. Then I forget that I need coffee. So then I call my mom like, hey, can you like go pick me up Starbucks? And then, yeah, I do nothing all day.
Hey, sometimes I need those days too. Sometimes I just don't want to do anything and I just want to lay in bed.
Yeah. Since you mentioned coffee, that you are a big coffee lover, I am too. Do you like iced coffee or hot coffee?
I have been on an iced coffee kick lately.
I love iced coffee. I love iced vanilla lattes.
Yes, I am obsessed with it's the pumpkin cream cold brew or something at Starbucks. So good. I feel like a woman that can conquer the world with an iced coffee in my hand.
Oh my God. I don't like anything pumpkin, which is shocking. I can't stand it.
See, I'm not a pumpkin girl either. Like, I don't like pumpkin spice lattes. Like, you can come for me, but I don't. But, like, that cold brew, it's good.
Yeah, a lot of people say, you know what, next time I'm going to try it. I'm going to be like, guys, Lauren Norris told me to try this thing, and I'm going to try it. And then if I like it, I'm going to text you like, hey, I love this drink.
Yes.
Yeah, so what's your favorite fashion trend, and what's one fashion trend you think needs to go?
Ooh, that's a really good question. Okay, let's see if some fashion trends. I'm trying to remember. I guess like the one that I think needs to go, I think like leopard is kind of getting a little overused at this point. I think it's still going to hang around, but I don't know. I feel like it's getting to be like everywhere. And I feel like this is going to be like the chevron print. You know what I'm talking about though. Like when you look back, you're like, why did I wear that chevron print dress? This is what we're going to be doing 5 years from now for 2020. Like, why? I don't know. Like, I'm saying that as I'm literally looking at, like, several leopard things in my car. But, like, it's so serious. I guess a trend that I'm loving right now, I don't know if it's a trend, but, like, the different hats. Like, especially for fall, like, how those girls would have, like, the camel or, like, dark-colored hats. I think that can make an outfit, like, step up its game and look so cute.
Yeah, another that would be a cute outfit. True, yeah. yeah, that would be a cute outfit. You know, a trend, I'm probably going to get so hated on for this, but a trend that I don't like is biker shorts.
Okay, I don't like them either. I can't get on the train. I can't.
I'm really skinny, so when I wear them, it's like this. Everyone else is all like thick and stuff, and then for me, it's, oh my God, I look so bad. And then I don't really have a fashion trend I love. Honestly, I'm probably the most basic person. Just give me jeans and a shirt and some Vans, and I'll be good to go. Like, I kind of suck. I'm not into fashion. And yeah, so describe yourself in three words. Words.
Okay, I would say authentic, bubbly, and probably energetic.
Ooh, that, I described that as you. I could totally see that. You have a good personality.
Thank you.
You're welcome, yeah. So what piece of advice would you give to anyone who is thinking about starting a YouTube channel?
I would say to never give up. That's going to sound so cliche. But honestly, like I said, the beginning is always the hardest, and you never know your full potential until you do put your all into it. And you keep pushing through, whether that be like, you know, the haters that you're getting or like you're not confident in yourself. As long as you believe in yourself, I think that you can achieve really anything that you put your mind to.
I love that advice. I'm definitely going to take that advice. I think that's really good advice. That's really good advice. I'm going to take it.
Thank you. Good. I'm glad I could help.
Yes, it was so much fun interviewing you. Do you have any questions about me or anything?
Yeah, so I want to know a little bit about you, like the grade that you're in, like what's going on with your life, like where are you from?
Well, I am shockingly 14 years old.
Okay.
Really crazy. I'm a freshman in high school. I live in Atlanta, Georgia. I started the podcast back in October of 2019, and it kind of grew bigger in April of this year. I love to swim, and I'm a Pisces.
Oh, okay. I'm a Capricorn. I feel like that's really important to say. Like, I feel like zodiac signs are such a big thing right now.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. And one of my dream schools is the University of Alabama, so that's my bug.
Oh, you should come here. You should at least, like, come visit.
You know what? I probably will because I'm from Alabama, so usually we try to go down to Alabama every other month. So if I do, I'm going to be like, hey, can we go visit this
place? Yes, you definitely should. If you do, let me know, and I'll tell you, like, my top spots that you have to go visit.
Alrighty, yay. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Where can all the listeners find you at?
So on YouTube, it is just under my name, which is Lauren Norris. And on Instagram, TikTok, and I'm pretty sure any other social media I have, it is under The Lauren Norris.
Awesome, guys. Make sure you guys go follow her. She is literally a queen. And when I say queen, I mean queen. You are truly an angel. Thank you so much for recording with me today.
Yes, thank you so much for inviting me.
Of course. Guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode with Lauren Norris. I enjoyed that episode. I love that episode. I love interviewing Lauren. Lauren, if you've made it to the end, I love you so much. Oh my God, guys, I seem obsessed with her. I promise I'm not obsessed with her. I'm just really excited. Leave me alone. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. I know I suck at saying stuff, but that's what we are. We are real. We are unedited, and that's what girls stand for anyways. Make sure you guys are following her on Instagram. Subscribe to her YouTube channel. Make sure you guys are following the girl on Instagram, Girl the Podcast. And make sure you follow me on Instagram. I will see you guys next week. I'm running out of breath. I'm so excited. And, oh my God, I got this episode done in 38 minutes, and I was honestly just messing around. Wait, that's dope. Okay, yeah, I'm so excited for next week. We're probably gonna have, I don't even want to say this guy's name. I'm excited, though, but the future is so exciting. We're probably gonna be having a cover art coming soon, y'all, so, yeah. Okay, if you've made it to this far, guys, comment, yay, Lauren Norris. When you see this, yeah, so go back on the picture that we just posted with Lauren Norris and be like, yay, Lauren Norris. Okay, bye, y'all. Love you. See you next week. Oh, vibes. Okay, you guys are gonna kill it this week. You guys are gonna do amazing this week. You guys already know the drill. I love you guys. You guys are bad. Wait, yeah. Okay, you guys are. baddies. I love you. Bye.